All right, everybody, Terrence Pop here with another episode of
Live from the Lair.
And today we're going to be covering the ick factor. Now, this is basically a response video to an individual who left a comment a while back, I forget which video, and asked for me to define both sides of the equation when it comes to current year dating and relationship debacle cluster we have going on. And you can see from the board behind me, it's very confusing. In fact, it's so confusing. 5.1 out of 1,000 people are getting married now. Over half the women by 2030 will be single and childless. That gets real bad for them the older they get. And once they get into their late 30s, early 40s, it's pretty much a wrap.
Let's pretend that's not true.
Yeah.
And I remember on Joe Rogan, one of his podcasts, he was talking to this MMA female fighter. And she was, you know, dating another MMA fighter. And it was going good. And, the vibe was there. Everything was working out. And then she watched him fight. And he flinched a little bit and showed some weakness during that fight. And that pretty much killed the relationship. Now, that same mindset is taking place in current year and literally driving women and men away from the dating market because it's frustrating and it's too goddamn confusing.
Know anyone who could use a good ass chewing?
I could use a good ass kick, and I'll be very honest with you.
But what if you could get that message delivered by an authentic drill instructor who spent 33 years in the Army?
Ha ha ha!
You asked for it. For just $35, you can get a customized knife hand ass chewing for a person of your choice straight from the popster.
I think you aren't even good enough to whiff the farts from a dog's ass!
And monthly supporters of the regiment receive a $10 discount.
I am hard, but I am fair!
Use the Cash App code on the screen to send your donation along with notes on the person whose ass needs chewing. And the popster will handle the rest.
So, shut the fuck up!
Now, if you look on the board behind me, there are two columns. Usually, the ick factor, there is not enough of something or too much of something. The key is, in this crazy current year dating, debacle, is you need to learn how to surf between not enough and too much to stay in the game. Now, I myself no longer fucking care. I enjoy my peace and my serenity and my calm. But a lot of the younger guys out there, this is for you. The older dudes, you know the deal. And you've basically walked off the plantation and told them they can pick their own cotton and cut down their own sugar cane because we is done. All right. Now, number one here on not enough, work ethic, i.e. he's too lazy. Women, I think they're programmed that lazy men are not good providers and they steer away. And rightfully so. The world is about protection and provision. Lazy people are usually not good at either. Next, low drive in life. Now, I talk about this in my book, The Warrior's Way, Soldier's Soul. And I make a comparison to, say, a battleship, right? So you build a battleship, and it has the thickest armor, and, it's got huge guns. It can shoot a mosquito out of the air at 30 miles with all of its crazy electronics. But if you do not put a good drive in that ship, it will be too slow. Maybe it won't even make it out of the harbor. And what good is that? Somebody with drive can navigate the waves of life and still make their objectives. It is what it is. Next, low resources. Now, current year women, for I don't know where they got this, but they think men make somewhere between, you know, $100,000 and $500,000 a year. They are literally out of their goddamn mind. An average man makes between $38,000 and $58,000. Those numbers come from a couple of years ago. It could be different now because the Bidenomics is screwing everyone. Who knows? But it's very common for these women to look at guys working regular jobs and go, oh, he's a broke-ass fool.
How much should a guy pay for the engagement ring?
He needs to pay again. $500. He gets paid every year, $500. He saves that towards the ring. If he doesn't, he's got to get a no, and it's going to be embarrassing.
You don't need those women anyway, gentlemen. Five, and this one's self-explanatory, substance abuse. Listen, if you can't climb out of the bottle, or if you're always, you know, looking for your next fix, you do not need to be in a relationship. And I fully get behind the women on this one. If you are stuck in that cycle of substance abuse and they leave you,
that's just stupid.
I would not fault a woman for, you know, leaving a dude because of that. It is what it is. After that, you have health. All right. Now, we've all heard beauty at any size and, you know, what have you. And women expect men to go after all of these, you know, gravitationally challenged, looking glass challenged, you know, hose beasts. That's not how it works. Men don't like that, and neither do women. If you are fat, if you are unhealthy, women will be repulsed from you. I mean, that's just the way it is. Okay? If you're unhealthy,
you nasty little worm.
Expect to be alone. Next, physical and mental strength. Not enough physical and mental strength. Women are repulsed by weaklings. Plain and simple. Now, you can be the alpha Chad. You can literally be crushing it, and then fate comes along and you get kicked in the ass by karma. You get injured, you get sick, and you become weak. Well, as we all know, women are really good at leaving their husbands or significant others the minute they lose their job, get hurt, or are too weak to perform. Now, do I find that warranted? No. If you're in a relationship with a dude and you were happy for years and he was a good provider and he protected you and he flipped all your switches, then all of a sudden he gets sick and you're looking for the next penis to jump on, you might want to do some self-reflection. Because guess what? That attitude, you're going to wind up childless, over 30, in box wine in Catland.
Stop! Don't touch me there! This is my no-no square! Stop!
Height! 6 feet. It's mark of the beast. 6 feet tall, six-figure income, six-pack abs. Even for the swamp donkeys who are flooding all the way up from the threes to the tens going after the 9-10 dudes. The swamp donkey effect is in play.
It doesn't work for me.
Eight, time. You are not investing enough time into her and the relationship. Now, this is weird. Women are really good at the mirage of the relationship or marriage, which is a mirage. I've already explained this. Now, for whatever reason, when you get with a woman, most of the time, and that's 51 to 99% of the time, these ladies like to monopolize your time. All right? Some of these narcissistic, bipolar, you know, twats, let's just be honest.
How dare you?
They want to isolate you from your family and your friends. I call it the testiculous redonkulitis. And you are completely at their mercy once they take away your support structure. So be careful of that. All right? It just is what it is. time, either you spend too much or not enough, it's really hard to get to the sweet spot in between. And in current year, a lot of women, let's be honest, they want 100% of your time and effort, and if you're not willing to give it, they will cut away. Let them. You don't need the drama, and guess what? Most men are going to go bald on their own. No need to have a woman frustrate you to the point you rip your own hair out. Nobody likes that.
He's right, you know.
All right, fashion. Not enough fashion sense. I myself no longer care about this for the most part. When I walk out, you know, I usually wear the same pair of pants. You know, I have like 11 different pairs of the same pair of pants. And then I put on either a Lululemon or a polo shirt. I literally do not care anymore. Now, there's a lot of women out there. They're all about the image. And any man they have with them better be up to current fashion trends, which is expensive, time-consuming, and very, very frustrating. I myself am not willing to put in this kind of effort anymore in either time, money, or resources. When I was in my young 20s, I dressed to impress. When I was out slinging seed like an old bird feeder, and we saw how that worked out. It is what it is. Number 10, attention. All right, not enough attention. Now, there's a difference between attention and time. All right, you can spend time with somebody and just they're just there and you're doing your own thing. But not only do they want to spend time with you, but they want to have 100% of your attention all the time. Gentlemen, it's very, very hard to do this on a permanent basis. Usually the attention goes along with making them happy. I got news for you, gentlemen. You cannot make anyone happy but yourself. You are not sent here to juggle cats and chainsaws. Not your thing. It is what it is. Now, if you decide to get in a relationship, you're going to have to accept the fact you're going to have to invest some time and attention. If you cannot put that time or attention in, or if it's too egregious, don't get in the relationship because it's not worth it. Okay, over here we have too much. All right, you see I got 10 here and I got 10 here. It's almost virtually identical. Too much emotion. You're a crybaby or you get mad all the time. You're always fucking complaining. Women are going to turn off and go, this guy's just nothing but a negative Nancy, crybaby motherfucker. We're done. Two, too much attention. You're obsessive. What are you doing? Are you tracking me? Like, they want to monopolize your time and attention, but the minute you give them all of your attention or too much, guess what? That's an ick factor that could put you in the catapult and get you flipped over the wall. So you have to surf between not enough and too much. Where's the standard here? What is too much? What is too little? Nobody knows. It's up to you to figure that out. Now, I myself, I'm done with the frustration, so it's not a problem for me, but you young guys out there, pay attention to this because you're going to wind up turning yourself into emotional pretzel knots and frustrating yourself to the point where you age 10 or 20 years. It's not worth it. Next, you need too much care. Say you were, you know, healthy, alpha Chad, you're doing your thing, you slip and fall, you break a vertebrae, you're laid up, you're going to need surgery, you require too much care. Ick factor, they're going to leave you in the dust. It happens all of the time. Next, four, you work too much. All right. They like the cost of living that you're providing, their lifestyle. Say they have their own car, they don't have to work, they have to stay home. And guess who pays for all of that? The cold box in your refrigerator doesn't magically regenerate food. Somebody has to go out and buy that food and put it in the refrigerator box, and that requires money and resources. And where do those things come from? That's right. We men trade time for resources. So there you go. They're never satisfied.
Stupid! You're so stupid!
Control, number five. You're too controlling. Well, guess what? If you're on your frame, you're a masculine man, you like to control your environment. Everything about your environment, your cars, your houses, you know, where you work, the women that are with you, you put up boundaries, and guess what? Women will call a masculine man with boundaries a misogynist.
I think I peed myself again.
All right, number six, too much laziness. Look, it is very common for guys to basically get out of high school at 18, 19 years old, crack the whip, jump through all the hoops of fire just to get to the point where they're actually desirable in the eyes of some of these women in the West. And that is incredibly tiring. You have to keep that up forever. A lot of guys will work their asses off to where they want to be, and then they coast. Well, women out there, I'll call you lazy for that. Because it's all about what have you done for me lately, not what you did in the past. Remember that. Seven, and this goes with control. You have firm boundaries. And you let them know, hey, these are my boundaries. If you step outside of said boundaries, we are done. Flat out. And I did a couple videos about this. And the difference between a simp and a man, the man has firm boundaries, and if you cross them, you will suffer consequences. The simp always forgives. Guess what? That looks weak.
That was some weak shit.
All right. Eight, obsession slash kink. I've done a video about a guy who liked to rebuild muscle cars. And he went away on a three-week deployment, came back, and she had sold his muscle cars, couple of engines. That was his obsession. He loved to work on the cars, but it took up too much time and too much money. While he was gone, she disposed of his shit. Now, luckily, he was able to get it back, but it was very, very frustrating. All right. And women will say, well, he's so obsessed about his muscle cars. We have to change that. Gentlemen, by the time you're 25, for the most part, barring any major changes in your life, you are the man that you're going to be. Period. That's it. And if women come along after that point and you're too obsessive, they're trying to control you, you know, listen, you don't need that frustration in your life, because at 25, it's probably not that bad. You've probably been dating her for a year, maybe three, so the vag isn't worn out. But year 10, 12, after she has two or three kids and she's using the other N-word on the regular, you gotta quash that shit, man. And every man needs his escapes. It could be video games, it could be guns, it could be any hobby out there. You know, within reason, let's cut out serial killing and then being a terrorist. We're not talking about that at all. But every man needs his fucking hobbies or his passions or something that he likes to do. And if women take that away from you, it gets really bad really quick.
That's not true.
It is true.
Number nine, excuses. All right, I've said this before and I'll say it again. What is the maximum range of an excuse? You will get the answer 0 meters. And for the most part, that is accurate. But if you're a dude and you're under 34 and you're dick thinking, the maximum range of an excuse is the length of your penis. If you're always pulling out excuses for why you didn't do this, or you didn't make this hard time, or you didn't get this job, guess what? That looks weak. It's an ick factor, and you're gonna, at some point you're going to get ejected. All right. Again, over here, fashion. I have heard women complain about men who are too fashionable. All right. And let's be honest. A lot of those men who are over fashionable, well, they're probably bi squared, i.e., bipolar and bisexual. You don't need that math equation in your life. Okay, now, you see the arrows. There's the same shit on both sides. So over here in the middle of this huge clusterfuck between not enough and too much is where the dating happens. And it's very inefficient. The women suffer from over-picky-itis, and quite frankly, they're narcissists who live in a delusional mindset. All right. My advice, gentlemen, don't participate in this craziness. Be yourself. Be honest. Have boundaries. And the minute they cross those boundaries or they do crazy, deceitful shit, eject their asses. And another thing here, automatic relationship terminations. Right here. Cheating. You're with a woman. She cheats on you. It is over. If you hang around, you will never, ever regain your, you know, dignity, honor, and self-respect. And she will know it. You'll be a simp in her eyes, and everyone who actually hears about it will think the same of you. Next, vada. That goes without even saying. You're with a woman. She says, you know, I got genital herpes, but it only flares up once in a while. You're done. It's over. That's the last date. That's it. You're done. You don't need that aggravation, gentlemen. The shit gets really expensive, and the older you get, the more tiring it becomes. Walk away from it.
Great. I love that plan.
Finally, major lies. Again, that can be with cheating. It could be with wasting money, whatever. If it is a lie that raises to the level of betrayal, it's done. It's a done deal. Because guess what? Don't be the guy who's got like 6, 8, 12 fucking knives in your back from women that you gave the benefit of the doubt to. The minute they display they're willing to deceive you to that level, it's over. Just accept it and realize it was your turn. She was never yours. All right, so hopefully this we'll shed a little bit of light on this whole ick factor thing, not enough and too much, because it's really confusing for me. And when you graph it on the board, this is insane.